With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israeli officials say the four hostages rescued from Gaza are in good medical condition. The four were being reunited with their families after being taken to a medical center near Tel Aviv for evaluation. The Israeli military says the one woman and three men were rescued in a daytime raid Saturday at a refugee camp in central Gaza. Pro-Hamas protesters stood in a line draped in a two-mile-long red banner around the White House Saturday. They say it's to symbolize the so-called red line Israel crossed when they began the operation in Rafah. Protesters sprayed graffiti on a monument in Lafayette Park before attacking a park policeman, and they also burned an American flag. Also at SRNNews.com, Senator John Cornyn of Texas says the conviction of President Trump in New York marks a dangerous step in the wrong direction for the U.S. judicial system.
There used to be institutions in America which people viewed as impartial and neutral when it came to our political contest, but now they've become players in the game, and I think that's very dangerous, people losing confidence in our most basic and important institutions.
He was interviewed by Salem Radio Network. Kia is recalling nearly 463,000 Telluride SUVs.
Kia America is recalling nearly 463,000 Telluride SUVs and urging owners to park their cars outside and away from other structures until an issue posing a fire hazard is fixed. The front power seat motor on the affected Tellurides from the 2020 to 2024 model years may overheat because of a stuck slide knob. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the defect could potentially result in a fire while the car is parked or being driven. Kia is said to have received reports of one underseat fire and six incidents of localized melting in the seat tilt motor.
This is SRN News. The Air Force is sponsoring drag shows, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Judicial Watch has obtained documents through a Freedom of Information Act request that indicate Air Force officials have been spending taxpayer dollars to host drag shows and drag time story hour events for the children of service members. Some of the events have taken place on U.S. bases in this country, while others have been organized on bases in foreign countries, including the giant Ramstein Air Base in Germany. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Australian Christian Schools Alliance says a new report by the country's Law Reform Commission amounts to an attack on faith and freedom. The commission says it should be illegal for schools to remove or expel LGBT staff or students because of their sexual orientation. It also wants to make it more difficult for faith-based schools to hire staff based on religious convictions. This is SRN News. Six species of freshwater mussels may be endangered.
The designation bans development or projects in central Texas that could harm the species and requires a federal permit or license unless the permit seeker works with the Fish and Wildlife Service to modify their projects to protect the endangered species. Environmental scientists refer to freshwater mussels as the liver of the river because they filter harmful substances like algae from bodies of water. The species have declined in recent years due to population growth and development destroying its habitat. John Scott reporting.
A New Jersey school hires a law firm to investigate why a Jewish student group was omitted from a high school yearbook. It came to light after 375 yearbooks were distributed at East Brunswick High School. The yearbook page was blank where the names of the members of the Jewish Student Union should have been, and their photo was replaced with a picture of Muslim students. More details at SRNNews.com.